the battle lines in the 200-day-old war in Ukraine are being drastically redrawn. Ukrainian forces are in the midst of a massive counteroffensive in the eastern region of Kharkiv that has been successful in taking back large swaths of territory previously under Russian control. And tonight, there is a major Russian retaliation. Joining us now from Ukraine to discuss the implications of these major developments is Nick Schifrin from Kharkiv. So, Nick, what are these officials there in Kharkiv telling you?
Police and military officials, Jeff, here in Kharkiv describe a Russian rout. And as you just said, Russia tonight has responded in a way that it has not responded yet in this seventh-month war. It has attacked Ukraine's critical infrastructure, the electricity grid. Kharkiv, this city that we're in now, is in total blackout after Russia bombed a power plant nearby. Also in blackout, the whole region of Kharkiv and the Donbass region. That is 250 miles from north to south that has no electricity tonight. But all of that came after Ukraine's dramatic gains that have really eroded Russia's ability to hold this critical eastern part of the country. Today, the military and President Zelensky announced the liberation of more than half a dozen villages, most in a line east and southeast of Kharkiv, as you can see there. That follows the liberation of Kupiansk, a major railway hub that Russia was using for logistics, and Izium, Russia's most important base that was in Kharkiv, although police officials here say there is still some fighting in some of those cities. In total, the military says it's liberated at least that huge swath of territory you can see there in blue. That is as much as 1,000 square miles in a matter of days.
So, Nick, why are Ukrainian soldiers having such success?
One aspect that military officials here, as well as independent analysts, point to is that Ukraine launched the counteroffensives simultaneously in eastern and southern Ukraine. That meant that Russia had to move some of its troops into southern Ukraine to handle that aspect of the war, eroding some of the quality and the numbers of Russian troops that could defend Kharkiv. At the same time, Russia was trying to make progress south of here in the Donbass, further eroding some of the numbers of the Russian troops here in Kharkiv. The Ukrainian progress really does put Russia on the defensive, ahead of what President Volodymyr Zelensky said this weekend would be a critical winter.
We have 90 days in front of us, which will solve more than 30 years of Ukrainian independence. This winter will determine our future.
A Ukrainian military official acknowledges that there are some worries about becoming overextended. But, Jeff, tonight we see Ukrainian officials attacking south of here.
Meantime, Nick, as you well know, Ukraine shut down the sixth and final reactor at that nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine, which is controlled by Russia and sits at the center of much international concern. Help us understand the significance of that.
All six reactors at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant are under what's called cold shutdown. That means that they are nowhere near the temperature that they usually are when they're actually on. And that's something that the U.S., as well as nuclear experts here, were calling for. Because if the plant loses all power coming in, if the plant's generators were to fail, the fact that it is under cold shutdown gives everyone a little bit extra time to try and avert a meltdown.
Nick Schifrin reporting for us tonight from Kharkiv, Ukraine. Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you.